Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're getting into something pretty interesting, how self-defense brands are using YouTube and Facebook. We've got an article here that really breaks down their customer engagement strategies. So our mission is to sort of unpack how these brands connect online.
Yeah, it's quite a shift, actually. See, instead of just, straightforward advertising, they're really leaning into building trust, providing actual value.
Okay, so it's deeper than just selling, say, pepper spray or an alarm. It's more fundamental.
Exactly. The article really stresses that for anything related to personal safety, building that community, offering solid info, that's how you gain confidence. It's paramount.
Right. Let's maybe start with YouTube then. What's the content looking like there?
Well, the article points to a lot of practical demonstrations. Makes sense for video, right? Showing techniques.
Visual.
But also educational stuff. Sometimes going beyond just the basics, maybe touching on situational awareness or even de-escalation.
Oh, interesting.
And importantly, the article noted more authentic customer testimonials and even some behind-the-scenes glimpses. Builds transparency, you know?
Yeah, I can see that. Seeing it work for someone else or getting that inside look, that must build trust. Okay, so how does that compare to Facebook? Is it a different approach?
Facebook, yeah, according to this source, that's where the community really kicks in.
Community. Okay.
Brands are setting up these dedicated groups, places for users to connect, share experiences, ask questions, fosters a real sense of belonging.
So less broadcast, more interaction.
Definitely. I mean, sure, they run targeted ads, that's standard. But the engagement that comes from being active in those groups, sharing user stuff, it's much more of a two-way street than YouTube tends to be.
Okay, so YouTube for showing and telling, maybe, and Facebook more for a conversation and connection.
Precisely. And that's why these strategies work, you see. It's a combined approach. They're offering value, the education, the community support, before asking for anything. That naturally builds loyalty. It's not just about the quick sale.
And this is where it gets relevant for, anyone listening. Think about it. If you're a beginner, maybe a bit nervous about self-defense, those YouTube intros might feel really welcoming.
Right, less intimidating.
But if you're more experienced, maybe you jump into those Facebook groups, connect with others, share tips, that kind of thing.
Exactly. It caters to different needs, different levels of interest. And what's really insightful, I think, is how they're tapping into the emotional side of self-defense.
How so?
By offering that support and knowledge, they're addressing that deeper need for feeling secure, empowered. It goes beyond just the physical tool.
Interesting point. Okay, so summing it up, the main takeaway is that these self-defense brands are being really strategic. They're using YouTube for that visual education piece and Facebook for building community, engaging directly, forging deeper connections.
That's pretty much it. They're playing to the strengths of each platform, cultivating trust, providing ongoing value. It leads to much stronger relationships.
Right. So here's something to think about for everyone listening. How could other industries, maybe ones that usually just focus on selling a product, learn from this? Could investing more in community and education, could that build stronger customer bonds that last beyond just the purchase?
It really makes you wonder, doesn't it? It
Yeah.
speaks volumes about how customer relationships are changing in this digital world. It's becoming much more about connection and value, not just transactions.